Hitler had given his word to von Schroeder that National Socialism would engage in no foolish economic experiments. In other words, he would not attack banking practices except in rhetoric. This closeness between Hitler and the banking industry reached back to the earliest days of the Nazi Party. On New Year's Day, 1924, the financial fate of Germany was settled in London at a meeting between Hjalmar Schacht, the new Reich Commissioner for National Currency, and Montague Norman, Governor of the Bank of England, noted author John Toland. Schacht, who had already abolished emergency money, began with a frank disclosure of Germany's desperate financial situation. He then proposed to open a German credit bank second to the Reichsbank, but one that would issue notes in pound sterling. Schacht asked Norman to provide half the capital for this new bank. Within 48 hours, Norman not only formally approved the loan at the exceptionally low interest of a flat 5%, but convinced a group of London bankers to accept bills far exceeding the loan, Toland wrote. A year after the meeting at Schroeder's home that launched Hitler into power, Nazi official and ideologist Alfred Rosenberg met with Schroeder Bank of London managing director T. C. Tjarks, who also was a director of the Bank of England. Montague Norman, governor of the Bank of England in early 1934, informed a select group of City of London financiers that Hitler's regime was a system with a good future. With no opposition, it was decided to provide covert financial help to Hitler until Norman could persuade the British government to abandon its pro-French policy to one more favorable to Germany. Thus, a curious relationship developed between these powerful banks of two supposedly belligerent nations, which continued throughout the war. Of course, it only appears curious to those who do not understand the economic cooperation among the world's ruling elite. In December 1938, Schacht came to England as a guest at Montague Norman's home. The visit was declared to be purely personal. 1 month later, the hospitality was returned when Norman stopped over in Berlin for a visit with Schacht on his way to Switzerland.